Morning, everyone. We're glad that you're here today on this graduation Sunday. And in our call to worship today, I want to share with you every pastor's prayer. And it's found here in Acts chapter 8 for the kind of church service that they'd love to have every Sunday. Listen, please, at verse 4 of Acts chapter 8. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip said, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Now, there's one thing that Philip was able to do that we today as pastors can't do, and that's cast out demons and perform miracles. There are some preachers on TV that think they have that power. And if you send in enough money, you might start thinking that way too. But, when the Word of God was preached, that's the key right there. If you had skipped that and went to all these other things, it wouldn't have been the response of the people. It was the preaching of the Word of God that Philip did that caused the people with one accord to hear and to see. That's the prayer of every pastor as we gather together in the house of the Lord to open the Word of God, to hear from God's Word, that God's people will follow along and listen and take heed to that Word. Put it into practice in their hearts and lives. And as it says here, do those things that He spoke. That's what every pastor desires, and we pray that God's Word would go forth in power today to touch our hearts and that we might put into practice the Word of God.